If we look at the creation, such as angels, mankind, plants, animals, and fish, and birds, they are in a world of their own because so many types. So, who is their sustainer? He is one who takes care of them, who gives them sustenance and all the blessings that they need. He is a master of all of them, the master of the worlds, master of everyone. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 40,000 different worlds, and from east to west is one world or universe. So many universes or worlds. This fact is mentioned in a surah called Surah Shu'ara, ayah 23, as Fir'aun asked Musa alayhi salam, "Who is your master?" Musa alayhi salam said, "My master is master of heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between them. He sustains all of them. Praise for him. He is Rabb of all the worlds. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim." Both of these words have a common root. It's Ra-Ha-Mim, which means softness or mercy. Ar-Rahman means that his mercy has surrounded us from everywhere. He has covered us with his care, protection, love, and blessings. From Ar-Rahman, we find he is extreme in caring. His mercy is beyond our imagination. What is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman has three qualities. The first quality is of extreme love. It's a word of exaggeration. Second, this attribute or quality is for now. And one example is when we say someone is so merciful or someone is short-tempered. These are the qualities and doesn't mean they are showing mercy now or are angry at this moment. This quality of Ar-Rahman is applied in the now. Third, this is not a permanent quality. We will look at Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim also has a root of Ra-Ha-Mim. But the difference is this attribute or quality is always existing, being merciful, not for one day or 2 days, but always. For example, if you see a child whose father passes away and you realize he is an orphan and feel mercy towards him and bring him home to take care of him, after some days, the feeling of mercy subsides and you question yourself why you brought the child home. So there was no permanence in your mercy. So in Ar-Rahim is a permanence of mercy and will always remain. So both words have intensity and complement each other, but it's not necessary that it being applied now. When Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked about Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, what are these attributes? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman in dunya and will be Ar-Rahim in akhirah. And that's because Ar-Rahim has an eternal quality. His mercy is upon everyone, upon Muslims and disbelievers, those who obey and those who do not obey him. It's because of his mercy that those doing shirk by associating partners with him and those disbelieving in him are still living and enjoying, even those who curse him. We learn from Hadith Qudsi that doing shirk by associating partners with him is cursing him. Na'udhu billah. They do shirk and are living with success and prosperity. And it is because of this mercy that a Muslim who disobeys him, knowing not to disobey him, and recognizes Allah as the master, and knows the master is all-seeing, and has the power to grasp him, but doesn't grasp him, and gives him respite. A person uses his eyes and sees wrong things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make him blind. Then a person uses his ears to hear wrong things, but he doesn't make him deaf. Then he uses his tongue to object to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his commands. Yet he doesn't take away his ability to talk. He constantly overlooks. This is the mercy of Allah, that the person is alive, his heart, lungs, and organs are functioning. If he wills, he can finish him off, but he gives so many chances. He wishes that the person returns to him. It is his mercy that he forgives when a person repents, even if the biggest sinner who sins his entire life, then later on in life repents. He accepts his repentance. This is Ar-Rahman. Allah is the master who is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Then why wouldn't one want to turn back to him with gratitude? He could have made us something insignificant, but made us humans. He could have made us an ant, a snake, or an insect, but made us best of his creation, and gave us eyes, ears, and tongue, and all working body parts. Then another mercy made us Muslims. Because of his mercy, we are alive, despite ignoring his commands, or don't care for his remembrance, or coming to his Quran. Despite all we do, he doesn't take away our blessings. Rather, he listens to our pleas when we call unto him. He doesn't make us sink in the earth, nor make the sky to fall on us, nor send azab upon us. Because of his mercy, this is because his mercy covers his wrath. But sometimes, when a person knows about these attributes of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, then they take advantage of this. They say, now I can do whatever I want, and Allah will forgive me. So I don't need to fear or nor be reminded about his punishments. Or says, I do so much wrong and nothing ever happened to me. No, this is not the purpose of learning these attributes. But we should know so we don't despair of his mercy. Our lesson concludes here for this week. Inshallah, next week we will continue with ayahs 3 and 4 of Surah Al-Fatiha. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين